Please stay with us, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 6, and we're going to pick up with verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And Dave, doesn't the church look to this verse, at least in part, for the position of deacons, kind of people who take care of the administrative aspects of the church?
Yeah, Tom, your reading began, verse 3 begins, wherefore. So we got to figure out why wherefore is there.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, you know, the first two verses tell us that there arose a murmuring. Fantastic time in the church, but the Greeks aren't getting along with the Hebrews, and the Greeks are complaining that their widows are being neglected. You know, everybody's not getting their fair share. We mentioned last week, that's the beginning of the downward path. Selfishness, looking out for my own interests. I'm not saying that it was wrong for them to point out the discrepancy. I think that should be made clear.
Just a little Mary and Martha kind of issue here?
I think it's maybe a little more than that. They're not getting the amount of help commensurate with what others are getting. That's what I get out of it. So what do they say? Well, it's really interesting, Tom. We want men of honest report, first of all, so that others would trust them. They can't say, yeah, this guy's a Greek, and he's going to favor the Greeks. These are men who already have a reputation. They've been tried and proven.
Mm-hmm.
And the church trusts them. And then, full of the Holy Ghost. Wow. What are they going to do? They're going to divvy up the assistants, but they ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. They should be inspired, spiritually inspired. They should know the Word of God and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
Yeah, David, it's a business. Verse 2 at the end, it says, serve tables. What does that mean?
Well, I think that's a manner of speaking. The 12 say, what do you want us to do? Get out here and be waiters and take this food and make sure that it gets to the right people in the right amount.
Administrative kinds
of things? Mm-hmm. Well, no, not administrative even. Just handling it all ourselves and divvying it up. We don't have time for that. We want to give ourselves to the Word of God and to prayer. God hasn't called us to wait on tables. And so let's find seven men who are of good report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom and so forth. And we will appoint them over this job. And we want to give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And verse 5, the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. Now, this is our introduction to Stephen, who is going to be martyred in the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. So they chose these seven men, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. It's interesting, again, this isn't something they take lightly. It is merely dividing up assistance for people. But still, this is going to be done under the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Which we should do everything that way, right?
Absolutely. And it goes on, well, they laid their hands on them. What does that mean? Well, they identified themselves with them, showing that these men were approved of the apostles. You could take it to mean more, although it doesn't say that here. But when Paul and Barnabas in chapter 13 are going to go forth, they're going to lay their hands on them, the elders. Paul said to Timothy, remember the word that was spoken to you, the prophecy that was made over you, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyters.
Mm-hmm.
So God works through a blessing to these people through them, empowers them because of the godliness of those who put their hands upon them and pray for them at the time.
And Dave, was this some kind of mystical power that went from these men to these other men by the laying on of hands?
No, I don't believe that. It doesn't indicate that. And you would get that, we get a little farther down, we'll come to Simon the magician.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that that's what it is. And when the apostles come to Samaria and they lay hands on the new believers and they receive the Holy Spirit, and I presume begin to speak in tongues, manifesting the Holy Spirit, then the magician says, hey, let me have this power too. I'll pay you good money for it. And Peter says, your money perish with you,
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand this. You have no part in this. So no, this was not some magic power that they had that they could impart to others. But it's an identification and a blessing and an acknowledgement. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. That makes me think of not just the seeker-sensitive church, purpose-driven church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got churches that are really growing, and they've got new techniques. Many of them are hybrids, a lot of it comes out of the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixture of worldly ideas, wisdom, corporate management ideas, and so forth, and promotional ideas. The world knows how to promote and how to get people involved. But here, this church is growing by leaps and bounds. 3,000 in one day, and then there were 5,000 in the next chapter, and they're multiplying greatly without any of these techniques, with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And why isn't that enough today? Well, it should be. But if that is not the basis of the growth, then we're deceiving ourselves with growth that isn't genuine.
Mm-hmm. Dave, it also seems to imply here that there's a practical side to it. Mm-hmm. There needed to be individuals who are going to be able to function in an orderly way among all this great growth.
Right, exactly. We need some order.
Picking up with verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Wow.
So this wasn't a full-time job. In other words, a lot of people, but they probably have designated some assistants. But Stephen isn't just divvying up food and clothes, you know, passing them out. He's a preacher. He's a prophet. He's doing signs and wonders. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and Cyrenians, and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Wow. The truth of God is so powerful, and it was being expressed so clearly and in the power of the Holy Spirit by Stephen,
mm-hmm.
that these people could not. They couldn't resist. They couldn't deny the truth. And that reminds me of what Paul desired for Titus, remember? He says in Titus chapter 2, I think it is, verses 8 and 9, 7 and 8, somewhere around there. I never thought it was important to try to remember the verse number. Maybe it should be, but anyway. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. And then, this is what made me think of it, sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Tom, as you know, I pray that for myself. Lord, help me. Help me to say it in such a way that is so biblical, that is so clear,
mm-hmm.
that nobody can complain. They can't deny what I say. And this was Stephen. What he says is convicting. No one can deny it. Well, does that mean then that everybody's going to accept it? No, they bring in false witnesses in order to condemn him.
Dave and Tom will continue their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that you will find helpful, from books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 2605. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs entitled Selections from Beyond Seduction and Imagination or Revelation. In Religion in the News, is the emerging church a threat to the gospel? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, is anyone who names the name of Jesus saved? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.